This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There were a few times in this reporting process where I was calling a player and everything I was telling them, they did not know. And I genuinely believed that they didn't know it because I don't think they were bullshitting me.
Great quick turnaround.
Uh-oh.
I was not expecting that. I'm sorry, Tina. I know your job is to hit the dump button, but
the old double dump.
I reflexively was like, oh, no. Like, I have to do that. But occasionally it happens, and I'm glad that...
Dump him.
I'm glad that Kaylin feels that comfortable with us, that she felt like she was just talking to us in the...
She forgot she was on a live radio show.
Yeah, she talked to us like she would talk to us if we saw her at Soldier Field or at Hallis Hall, which I think is great. She was fantastic talking about a really difficult story. Jason, I want to get your thoughts on it real quick, but I just want to say this, that the NFLPA continues. They have a long legacy of not doing stuff within their best interest, going back CBA after CBA after CBA. For them to want to rally around a business guy instead of a union guy is mind-boggling to me. And I can't wait until D. Smith's book comes out. We should probably put him in the Slack, Alex. There you go. We should probably do that. But I don't understand why they would even think that that is a good idea. And now it's oppressed our salaries. And it had a lot of people making bad faith arguments. Forget about Deshaun Watson for a second. Had a lot of people making bad faith arguments about Lamar Jackson when he came up and there were all these teams that needed quarterbacks and then didn't sign him because of this type of collusion.
He's the victim. If I'm trying to think of a victim of this situation,
Kyler Murray too.
More so Lamar Jackson. 100%.
But I'm just saying that there were others.
If Deshaun Watson gets a fully guaranteed contract, Lamar Jackson should get some kind of double fully guaranteed contract.
I just can't believe the PA is still in this place where they continue to make terrible decisions.
It's the worst run union in sports. It has been. I mean, you compare it to what the other leagues do in baseball, basketball, primarily.
Baseball for sure. And I mean, look at the guaranteed money in basketball.
Yeah.
And how it continues to escalate.
And meanwhile, you have the football players union where every time the league wants to push it out to 17 games and 18 games and maybe at some point 26 games where we just play half the year.
I do think it'll be 20.
Every time they do that, there's all this reaction. No, we would never do that. It's not safe. And then immediately, you know, when it actually comes down to negotiating, there's this all this caving and they end up signing for it anyway. And it just never seems like things are going the right way there. And this is egregious. The fact that you would have this arbitration case essentially say, well, technically this is not collusion, but it's pretty much collusion. And then you don't share that with your members who need that vital information, Lawrence, to negotiate their own contracts. How does Lloyd Howell still have this job today?
I I can't understand it. Yes, Alex?
One of the text messages that was in that 61-page document was between Michael Bidwell of the Cardinals and Dean Spanos.
Who's always trying to get on the cheap.
Right. And Dean Spanos of the Chargers. And Dean Spanos is texting Bidwell saying, oh, yeah, we like that contract with Kyler. That was you took some of the guarantees out, and that's going to help us with Herbert next year.
Were there emojis in it? Were there smiley faces?
That I don't know, but...
Like the sack of money emoji?
But I mean, like, look at what
the NFLPA kept that quiet.
Look at what the players have said in surveys about playing in Arizona and the things that they have to pay for. It's straight out of Moneyball, the type of things that players had to pay for there. And I get it. There's a lot of churn because NFL careers are not as long on average as baseball or basketball careers. So there isn't a consolidation of solidarity when it comes to their PA. But damn, a guy that has clearly got a conflict that you can't look past, and that's the guy that you have in the room fighting for you. And I get that you were probably impressed that, well, at least he was honest about his conflict. That doesn't change the fact that his conflict is going to cost you money. And the fact that they don't see that is frustrating, because they're the players that need to be protected the most. Out of all of the players that play professional sports, they have the worst deal, they have the worst union, and they have the worst conditions to play in. And you would have thought that they would have figured this out as a collective, and they haven't. And putting their future in the hands of someone who doesn't give a damn about them is ludicrous to me.
There's too many problems with this situation in terms of the NDA that the league signed, that Lloyd Howell approved as part of this arbitration case. And then, as Caitlin was saying, the failure to appeal this until it kind of got forced on you by it being in the media. All of this also, Lawrence, all of this goes to, when you say, what's the purpose of there being an NFLPA? What is the union's job? One of their main priorities has been to get more guaranteed money. This is an issue where there's an arbitration case about exactly the thing that the union is trying to fight for, big picture, is to get more guaranteed money. So when we talked earlier, if you're listening to this and you don't know all the nuances of this, when we talked earlier about Josh Giddey possibly getting a contract for $30 million a year, if somebody signs Josh Giddey of the Bulls for 4 years, $120 million, How much of that money is Josh Giddey going to get? $120 million. When Grady Jarrett, for example, signs with the Bears for 3 years, $43 million, I have it in front of me right here, that is more likely like a two-year, $26 million contract if things don't go well. That numbers that you see on these NFL contracts, other than Deshaun Watson's, are not real.
Yeah.
They're not the number. They're the numbers. The players don't get this either a lot of times, by the way, especially the young players who are going for that first big one. All they care about is that big number, and they don't really take into account that, you know, there's an easy out on year three of that deal or something. So at the time when Deshaun Watson gets this 5-year fully guaranteed, I think $230 million from the Browns, it's looked at as this crazy move by the Browns. It's looked at from the player's perspective as, Deshaun Watson is not exactly the hero we wanted for this, but this is huge for us. This is a major milestone for us, big picture. And you have the owners immediately conspiring, it appears, by the arbitrator's report, to make sure that doesn't happen again, even for players who deserve it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.